So remember this. All the states of mind that are less than joyous, whether it be guilt, frustration, rage, or just the blahs, are a way that you are trying to take care of yourself to make you happy from a previous bunch of programming that got put into your little computer. And that programming got put into your computer. Your brain, your subconscious was programmed by a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old. Think about it. Your operating system, you know, your brain is this incredible computer. Your whole operating system and the software was written by highly reactive and somewhat unstable and ignorant people, right? 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds. Okay, so please learn this little bit of software. Start living inside this new model of awareness so that you can rewrite those programs and be happier. That's it. That's the bottom line, is to learn how to be happier. So remember, all states less than joyous are a way you're trying to take care of yourself so you can be joyous, and it doesn't work. So you have to stop that, and you have to ask, what do you want, and what are you willing to do to get it? And is unhappiness necessary? So in case you ever wondered why everyone is so unhappy all the time, it's because of that original backwards paradigm that unhappiness is good for me. And it's because we're trying to take care of ourselves all the time. So if you're unhappy or resigned, cynical, maybe numb, now you know why. So think about it like this. Do you always secretly want something? A better state? A better house? A better car? A raise at work? More money? A better spouse? Do you always want something? Yes, it's natural, and it's okay. And is unhappiness your main tool of motivation? Yes. So therefore, won't you always be somewhat unhappy? Think about it. Every time you've ever gotten something you wanted, you were happy for a moment or two, but it didn't last. The reason it didn't last is because then you started going after something else. And you started using unhappiness again to motivate you, to dominate others, or to show you care. So it's a vicious cycle. As long as you want something, you're going to use unhappiness to get it. Until you quit wanting things. And then you just kind of drift into the gray zone of cynical, resigned, somewhat shut down behavior. But if you want things, and unhappiness is your main tool for getting them, you're always going to be unhappy. So think about that for a second. That's the main reason why pleasures don't last. Pleasures can last. You could buy a new car and take joy from it forever. But people don't. They forget about the nice thing they had because they have to put their nose back on the grindstone and motivate themselves for the next level with yet more unhappiness. But it is possible to be completely happy with everything you have, to be completely happy with the way things are in your life, and to still move forward, motivate yourself with other tools, like desire. I mean, how's that? It's so basic. It's built into our DNA. Just want something and start moving towards it because you want it. How would that be? Forget about beating yourself up. Forget about thinking about all the things that stand in your way. Why not just allow yourself to want something because it's fun, because it's nice, just because you want it? That's good enough. And then start moving towards it. Move towards it.